We are on the bottom of Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, the bottom line. We have one more Amud of difficult Gemara, and then it gets a little easier. In order to understand the next Gemara, it's a gigantic Rashi here, which we'll have to speak out, otherwise the Gemara will make no sense. Basically, this is as follows. Till now, we've been speaking about Karban Chatas. There's also such a thing, we just started. There's also something called a Karban Asham. There are two types of Karban Asham. There's an Asham Talui, which is an Asham that you bring if you don't know if you did an Aver B'Shogeg. For example, there are two pieces of meat. One was kosher, one was treif, but you don't know which one you ate. B'Shogeg. So then you bring a Karban Asham Talui until it becomes clear to you what you did. And if then, at that point, you know that you ate the non-kosher B'Shogeg, the Chela B'Shogeg, then you bring a Karban Chatas. So it suspends your punishment or any issues until you know. If you never know, then you never know. Then you have what's called Asham Vadais. There are a few Asham Vadais. If you have relations with the Shifcha Charufa, that's a woman who is a Shifcha Kananis, who is set aside for an Eved Ivri, and you have relations with her, so she's not really a married woman, because there's no marriage by Goyim. She's not really a married woman, but she's somehow connected to some Eved Ivri. So if you have relations with her, doesn't make a difference if it's B'Shogeg or B'Mezid. You're going to bring an Asham Shifcha Charufa. Okay? Let's say you have two pieces of meat in front of you. There's also what's called an Asham Vadai. It's also called an Asham Me'ila, which is if you have Hanah from Me'ila, B'Shogeg. So let's say you have two pieces of meat in front of you. One is regular meat, and one is hektish. Okay? And you don't know which one, and you ate one, but you don't know which one you ate. So you have to bring an Asham Toloi. Because maybe I made a mistake that's going to require me to bring a Chatas later. Except here, if the mistake would become clear, you would not bring a Chatas, you'd bring an Asham Me'ila. An Asham Me'ila. So you have to bring an Asham Toloi. Everybody agrees to that. The question is, what would happen if you found out that you now have to bring an Asham Me'ila? That someone told you, by the way, the one you ate, I'm 1,000% certain that was hektish. And therefore now you have to bring an Asham Me'ila. There's a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva holds that the Ashams here have sort of the same dinim as a Karban Chatas. So you brought a Karban Asham Talui. Now you realize that you know your doubt was cleared up, so now you have to bring an Asham Me'ila. Why? Because he holds, just like a Karban Chatas, you cannot bring a Vadai if you didn't know the story. You can't bring a Karban Chatas if you don't know if you have to bring one. You can't bring a Karban Chatas Misafek. So too, you can't bring an Asham Vadai Misafek. You can bring an Asham Tolei Misafek. That's what an Asham Tolei is. I don't know. Did I eat? Which piece of meat did I eat? I don't know. So you can bring an Asham Tolei Misafek. That's what it is. You can't bring an Asham Vadai Misafek. So therefore, if you brought the Asham Toloi and then it was revealed that you ate the hektish, you will have to bring an Asham Me'ila Vadai. Asham Vadai and Asham Me'ila. According to a Tarifon, you won't have to. The Asham Toloi that you brought will potter you if it ever comes out that you need to bring an Asham Me'ila also. Okay? So what do you see from a Tarifon Shita? You see from a Tarifon Shita that you do not have to know before you brought this carbon whether or not you have to bring it. You don't have to have the idea before you bring it. See where this is going already. You don't have to have the idea before you bring it. Right? Okay. If you don't have to have the idea before you bring it, then it's obvious that he holds, this is all in Rashi, it's obvious that he holds that the idea is not such an important thing. So even if you have the idea in between the mistakes, it's not going to require you to bring additional ashams. Because he doesn't care about ideas. He's not interested in them. They don't mean anything to him, the ashams. So therefore, Ula comes along with his statement. Amar Ula. Ula said, L'manda Amar, according to the Manda Amar, according to Rabbi Tarfon, over there in Croesus, the Amar who said, Hashem Vadai lo bo yediyah batchila, that an Hashem Vadai does not need a yediyah beforehand, meaning you can bring an Hashem Vadai not knowing you had to bring it, right? He really brought it as an Hashem Taloi. And then we're going to say that if you found out, it became an Hashem Vadai too. But that's the principle. The principle is that according to him, he holds, you don't have to bring an Hashem Vadai, you don't need a yediyah whether or not I have to bring this Hashem Vadai. Then, Baal Chamesh Be'ilos, if he has relations five times with a Shifcha Charufa, and Rashi says, even if he knew about it in between each one, he knew what he was doing. He reminded himself what he was doing, or he learned what he was doing. It doesn't make a difference. Ein Chayiv El Achas. He's only Chayiv one carbon. Why? Because all the Yedios, Bein Chayim, all the Yedios in between, don't require him to bring more. Because he's not Machshav of Yedios. He's not interested in them. It's the same person. If it would be a different woman, he would certainly hold, you have to bring more. I think Rashi, someone says that, because then it's a different guf. When I talk, that's a different guf. So a different guf is a different halacha. But if it's the same person, right, Rashi says, first of all, even b'mezid, you're only going to bring one carbon. And also, if you have b'shogeg, if it was b'shogeg, and after each time someone told you, by the way, she's miyuchedes to some Eved Ivri, and you, right, and then you realize, and you forgot again. On a normal case, if that would be true with chaylev, you'd have to bring five different ones, because the idea in between breaks up the chatos, but not here, because he's not interested in yedios. Okay? Maskiflo Rav Hamnuna. So on that, Rav Hamnuna asked, Eloyata, but if that's true, so you're going to tell me that that's true, even in this case, Boal, V'chazar, the Bach takes out the word V'chazar, Ubaal, he had relations more than one time with this woman, the Hifrish Karbon, and then you mafresh an Asham Shifcha Charufa, then, V'omar, then you go ahead and tell the Kohen, Hantenili, wait for me, don't bring that carbon yet, Ad She'ebel, I'm going to go have relations with her again. Because that carbon is going to pater all my mistakes. Even in this case, so the Gemara says no. Hachanami, in that case, Hachanami, De'enachai vel achas. Sorry, it's part of the question. Even in this case, you're only going to require one carbon? So Amalei, no. Ma'isa de la'achar hafrasha kamarta. You're talking about after the guy was mafresh the carbon. Ma'isa la'achar hafrasha lo kamina. I'm not talking about being a ma'isa that takes place after you mafresh the carbon. Why? Because being mafresh the carbon is already starting the kapara process. If you mafresh the carbon, I didn't say that. But until you mafresh the carbon, then you're right. No, so it's even amazing. The point of the question was that even after Hafrasha. So he said,
but
even b'mezid, you're only going to bring one carbon. The Rambam learned, the Rambam holds that on Yom Kippur, the karbonos are mechaper you. The question, what you're driving at is, how can a guy say this and then bring a carbon? Right? A guy's going to say, wait, let me sin some more? And then the same carbon that I donated yesterday is gonna save me.
Right,
what kind of person is that?
Let's say, you know.
So if it's before half Russia, you could say it.
You can say it.
Yes, see. because this carbon is an unusual carbon, and it even applies to mavens. The only question is for shogegs. If you know in between, is it like chatos? So he said, no, it's not like chatos. That's what he said. Got it?
Yeah.
So the Rambam says. The Rambam says in Hilchas, I think in Hilchas Yom Kippur, that Yom Kippur is b'chaper, even if you don't do tshuva. So some Achronim say it's this Gemara. Right? He says, wait, let me sin some more. And the carbon works. So you see, right? So there's a concept of the carbon working, even if you're amazed, you're not doing any tshuva at all. He says, like, listen to what he says. Let me go do a few more sins, and then I'll bring the carbon. Right. No, you're not. There's no tshuva here, because the carbon works even b'mezid. So we don't understand that concept, right? The carbon, right? They throw the seir mishleich off the cliff, and it's mechaper klal Yisrael. No tshuva. So he said, no. Once you mafresh, then I agree. Once you're mafresh, we're in a different world already. Once you're mafresh, then I would not say that the same carbon is going to pater any more averos. No, any more averos with a shivcha harufa. No. Once you have frasha, it's already a different ballgame. Okay. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came along, Amar, he said as follows. He's not arguing with Ullah, now he's talking about Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Lamanda Amar Asham Vadai Ba'i Yidia Batchila, according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that that in order to bring an Asham Vadai, you have to have known that you did a mistake beforehand, that you require it, right? That's how we started off the shir. He argues on Reb Tarfon increases, and he holds that you cannot bring an Asham Vadai if you don't know you have to bring one. So therefore, according to him, Boil Chamesh Be'ilos B'Shivcha Charufa, if somebody has relations with a Shivcha Charufa five times, Chayev Al Kol Achas V'Achas, you're going to be Chayev for each and every one. And Rashi says, this is true if it's Peshoge. It's true if it's Peshoge. Maybe b'meidin, maybe not, because if it's b'meidin, there's no such thing. What kind of idea are you having? But maybe b'shogeg, if you knew that it was wrong, and you knew that she was her situation, and then you did it again, you did it five times, you'd be chayev five different chatos, right? Which makes sense. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Amalei Abaya, so Abaya said to him, "Hare chatos, if this would be a chatos." Where we require a yediyah beforehand, everybody agrees you cannot bring a chatos if you didn't know you had to bring one. Everyone agrees to that principle. It's a little out of a pasuk, which says, "Oho de'elav," right? You have to know that you did an aver b'shogeg in order to be b'chayiv you a carbon. Everyone agrees to that. It's a very hard question. What Abaye says right now, "Bahare chatos," if this would be a chatos by the din of chatos. Diba'idan yediyah betchila, you require yediyah beforehand, right? Upligi Rabbi Yochanan and Rishon ben Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan and Rishon ben Lakish argued yesterday whether yediyos, whether becoming aware of it in between, requires you to bring a morchatos or not. So what Abai is saying is, you see from yesterday that Rabbi Yochanan holds if you became aware of two averos. At two separate times, you have to bring two karbanos. Right? Rabbi Shlakish said you only have to bring one. But according to you, you say that according to Rabbi Akiva, you need a yediyah beforehand in order to mechayev you a karban chatas, and you also have to have an yediyah in between will make you bring extra chatos. He must hold that yediyahs are very chashuv. And therefore, he would probably hold that even if you became aware of them at separate times, you would have to be more than one carbon. So how can Rish Lakish have his shita? That's basically the question. It's a very difficult question. Everyone got that question? If Rabbi Akiva holds that you have to have yediyah beforehand in order to be mechuyav you a chatas, you can't bring a chatas if you don't know you have to bring one, right? You don't know if you don't know if you did it, you can't bring it. You have to know you did it. If you have yediyos in between each aveira, that requires you a different karban. Okay? That makes sense. That's the rules of chatas. He therefore probably holds, he holds of yediyos. He's very interested in yediyos. Right? So he probably holds that yediyos, even after you discover you did something wrong, will require you to bring more chatos like Rabbi Yochanan. So how is Rish Lakish going to understand Rabbi Akiva? How can Rish Lakish maintain his opinion in light of the fact that Rabbi Akiva holds this way? That's the question. So Ishtik, he didn't answer him. So Amalei, so Abaye said, I'll answer you. Dilma, maybe the Ma'isel Dila Achar Afrasha Kamarta. Maybe that this is talking about after Afrasha. You only reminded yourself after Afrasha twice. Ug Kidder of Hamnuna, and like Rav Nuna said on top of the page. That if you after Afrasha, of course the rules are different. Amalei, he said, "In, you're right. Yeah, that's what I meant. Okay, Okay, so from now till the rest of the daf is easy. Everyone got that? Okay. Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came, Omar, he said, Hakol Modim, Bashifcha Charufa. Both Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan agree by Shifcha Charufa. We'll explain that in a minute. And Vahakol Modim, Bashifcha Charufa. And everybody agrees by Shifcha Charufa. And Umachlokes, Bashifcha Charufa. And there's a Machlokes, Bashifcha Charufa. Now we're going to explain that. Hakol Modim, Bashifcha Charufa. Everybody agrees by Shifcha Charufa. What do they agree about? To Einachayev, Ela Achat, that you only have to bring one kid to Ula. Like what Ula started off saying. That according to Reb Tarfon, you're only going to have to bring one. Because Reb Tarfon doesn't care about Yedias. So they're both going to agree to that. That if a person had five Be'ilos, according to Reb Tarfon, one Korban is going to save you. Because he doesn't need you to have a Yedia beforehand. V'hakol modim, and everybody agrees, v'shivcha charufa, v'shivcha charufa, d'chayev akol achas v'achas. Everybody will agree that yichayev for each and every aveira, kederav hamnuna. That's if you already mafresh a carbon. Mafresh a carbon, and you do it again, you're going to have to bring another carbon. And umachlokes b'shivcha charufa, and where's the machlokes b'shivcha charufa? That's a machlokes. L'manda Omar, according to the manda Omar, who says, osham vadai, boy yedila b'tchila, and according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that an osham vadai can only be brought if you know you have to bring it, then machlokes Rabbi Yochanan v'Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Then there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish regarding what would happen, same machlokes as yesterday. What would happen if you remind yourself at different stages, before Hafrasha? That's the machlokes from yesterday, whether it's one or two. Fine. That ends really pretty much, that ends the hard Gemara. It's kedai to look at the Rashi of Upligi Rabbi Yochanan v'Rish Lakish, which goes into a biased question, and it really explains it very well, probably much better than I could have ever done. And okay, we still have a little bit more, but it's a lot easier. Right. No, because that could be that this is only the Osham. Right, so someone asked, maybe they're only arguing, you see from here, they're only arguing before Afrasha. So the answer is maybe yes, but maybe that's only by Asham. By Asham is different. Because it's different rules. It's different carbon. Not necessarily. Right. Itmar. Mischavin lahagbia es hatolosh. If somebody has kavana to bend down and pick up something that is detached from the ground. If something is detached from the ground, there's no issur melacha on Shabbos with picking it up from the ground. There's a flower, and you know that the flower is already detached from the ground. You want to pick it up and give it to your wife. So you're going to bend down and pick up the flower. There's nothing wrong with that. Midaraisa. Midaraisa, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not going to get to maybe it's muksa. I'm not going to get to that. Midaraisa, there's no melacha that you're going to do because it's already detached. But, v'schavin lahagbi et hatalosh. You have kavana to pick up something that's detached. V'chotach et hamachobor. And you accidentally pull off something that is attached. Rashi says, very, 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 this is big machlokas here, Rashi and Tosos. Top Rashi says, kigon, for example, dinafal sakin ba'aruga tayerek, a knife fell into the garden, into the vegetable patch, the nischavin lahadbia, and you wanted to pick up something detached, and somehow the knife, you cut something off. Right, Tosfos, I think, is going to hold. You don't have to go so extreme. You don't have to have the knife in the situation. You just pulled off something out of the ground. You thought that the grape was detached, and it was attached. So what's the halacha? Potter. Everybody agrees you're potter. Why? Because this is a case of misasik. It's a question whether or not you have to bring a carbon for this. Most achronim say you don't even have to bring a carbon. Why? Because it's not shogeg. Shogeg is either I don't know it's Shabbos, or I don't realize it's usher. I know that ketzir was usher. While I'm pulling this off the ground, I know I'm not allowed to do that on Shabbos. I don't think I'm doing it. I think I'm doing something totally different. Huh? It's similar to an ones, right? But the next case is already a machlokas. What about Lachtoch es hatolosh. I want to cut something that's detached from the ground. So there's a maisa of cutting here involved. I want to cut something. The first case was hagbia. I just want to pick it up. So everyone agrees in that case you're potter. But here, it's you're cutting something detached. Which is also mutter, by the way. You're allowed to cut something that's detached. You're allowed to cut a banana into two pieces. It's detached. So I want to cut something that's already detached. And what happens? But v'chatach es hamachobor. But I accidentally cut something that was attached. I wanted to cut that flower into two pieces. And by mistake, I cut something else into two pieces. And what I cut was already attached to the ground. So I know that you're not allowed to do kotzer on Shabbos. I know that. I thought that I was cutting something that I'm allowed to cut. And it turns out I'm not allowed to cut it. So what's that halacha? That's a machlokas Abaye and Rava. Rava Amar Pater. Rava says you're Pater. Rava Amar Pater. Abaye Amar Chayev. Abaye says you're Chayev. Rava Amar Pater. Why you're Pater? The halon is kaven lechaticha de isura. Because you did not intend to do a cutting that was usher. Okay? So therefore you're Pater. Abaye Amar. Abaye says, Chayev. You're chayev. Why? To hakama chaven lechaticha ba'alma. Because you did a maisa of cutting. You did a maisa of cutting. So he holds, this is really b'shogeg. This is b'shogeg. It's a very difficult shita. Because you know it's Shabbos, and you know you're not allowed to cut. Your maisa was on something that you thought you were allowed to do. Right? He holds, that's still shogeg. Rav holds, that's not shogeg, that's mis'asik. We're going to have mis'asik in a few days as well, but this comes up right here. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Mino Aminala. How do I know that I'm right? How do I know that this is considered a case of Bis'asik and you are not going to be chayiv for it? Okay? The answer will only come up on Dafan Gimel Amar Aleph. We're going to have an entire Amid now. He's going to get to his proof. Okay, but it's not difficult. The Tanya. There's a Brisa out there that says as follows. Chomer Shabbos Mishar Mitzvos. Shabbos is more severe than other mitzvos. V'chomer shar mitzvos mishabbos. And other mitzvos are more severe than Shabbos. In some ways, Shabbos is worse, and in other ways, other mitzvos are worse. Yeah, what? Chomer Shabbos mishar mitzvos. How is Shabbos worse? Shahashabbos also shtayim behelam echad. Because on Shabbos, if you do two malachos in one helam, in one period of forgetting, chayiv al kol achas v'achas. You chayiv to each and every one. But, masha'ein kein b'shar mitzvos. Other mitzvot is different. Other mitzvot, you would not be chayiv for each and every one. V'chomer shar mitzvot mishabbos, and in some ways, other mitzvot are more machmir than Shabbos. Why? Shebashar mitzvot, because in other mitzvot, shogag, if somebody does something b'shogeg, below mischavein, without kavana, what does that mean? Shogeg without kavana. Whatever that means, we're gonna get to that what that means. But if you do something b'shogeg, without kavana, you're chayiv by other mitzvos. But masha'en came b'shabbos, but on Shabbos you're not. Okay, that's the brisa. Now before we get to Rav's proof, we're gonna try to understand this brisa. Okay, Amar Mar, we just said, Chomer Shabbos mishar mitzvos. Shabbos is more machmir than other mitzvos. Why? Shabbos also shtayim behelam echad, chayiv al kol achas v'achas, chayiv for each and every one. Masha'in kein b'shar mitzvos. That doesn't happen by other mitzvos. That's what the Brisa said. So the Gemara says, heichi dami. What's the case where you chayiv more for Shabbos than for the rest of the week? E lema. If the case will be the avad ketzira v'techina, that somebody did cutting and grinding, which is two malachos, the kavasei, which the equivalent of doing that during the week, is what? Gabe shar mitzvos. What's that? Ochal chela v'dam. That's as if you ate two different things that are usher. Right? What the Gemara is driving at here is the whole concept of chiluk malachos. Even though it's only one aveira, you can do it 39 different ways. So if you do two out of the 39, it's as if you did two aveiros. That's like eating chalev and dam, which is two aveiros. So how is Shabbos worse? How is Shabbos worse? The Gemara says, Hochatarti mechayev, v'hochatarti mechayev. Both of them mechayev too. Shabbos isn't worse. Right? What? But any two. Right? So if you do any two eatings, you also chayev twice. So how is Shabbos worse? Ella, what's the comparable case then? That shar mitzvos, by the other mitzvos, to lo mechayev ella chada sehechi dami. What's going to be a case? So Shabbos is worse, right? So Shabbos you chayev two. So now we're going to find the case where during the week you only chayev one. Then Shabbos is worse. Right? So Shabbos is more machmer. Not worse. More. What? No, but the Brisa has said that there are some times Shabbos is more machmer. So how is Shabbos more machmer? We're trying to look for a case. No, we're trying to find a case. The Brisa has said as follows, a statement, vague statement. Shabbos is more machmer than during the week. So how is Shabbos more machmer during the week? Shabbos is more machmer during the week because if you do two b'shogeg, you chayev twice. But if you do two chalev and dam, you also chayev twice. It's two different isurim. No, but that's what we're saying. That we treat all 39 as 39 different isurim. So how is Shabbos? We're trying to find the case where Shabbos is worse than during the week.
Because they're trying to lump everything in Shabbos together.
Right. Because the Brisa said Shabbos is more machmer than during the week. Shabbos is more machmer than other averos. That's what the Brisa said. So how is Shabbos more machmer?
It is if you put everything together.
What do you mean?
All 39 as
But we don't view it that way. But we view it as 39 different averos.
Exactly. So then what is he trying to find?
So he's trying to find a situation where Shabbos would be chayav a lot of things, but during the week, but for other averos, for the same type of actions, only going to be chayav less. That's what we're going to find one. So hechi dami, what could be a case where on Shabbos you chayav two, and during the week you only chayav one? Hechi dami, you know what it could be? The achal chaylev v'chaylev. If you ate chaylev and then you went ahead and ate more chaylev. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. The Kavva say, Gabi Shabbos, what would be the similar case of Shabbos? The Avad Kitzira U Kitzira? Hacha Chada Mechayev, Vahacha Chada Mechayev. In each case, you chayev one. Right? Pnei Yeshua asks a question, he loses the Pitzar Achid. He says, I have a case. On Shabbos, let's say you forgot a Shabbos. You thought it was Tuesday. And you violated Malachos. How many kabbarnas do you have to bring? One. What if that happens the following Shabbos? You have to bring one again. Right? Why? Because Rashi said, because during the week you're supposed to learn the Halachos. We don't say that by Chalev. Right? You go your whole life not knowing the Chalev is Asur. You're only bringing one. For Shabbos, you're bringing one for each Shabbos.
That's not the case.
Same case.
No, we've learned before that somebody thought that Shabbos was, let's say, Tuesday.
Right.
And every single time they forget it, every single
right.
Tuesday, you chayev one chatzis.
No, you're not. No, you're not, because Rashi said during the week you should have realized your calendar was off.
We're back on the desert island again.
Right, forget the desert island. You should have realized your calendar was off. So that's a charged idea. We're charging you with knowledge. You didn't knowledge. We're charging you with knowledge. So there's no such thing as that by chaylev. So the Pnei Yeshua leads the Petzorach Iyun. But that's what the other Achronim want to answer, what you're saying. Because it's not really the same. It's not really the same. But Pnei Yeshua probably thought that answer also. But he left the Petzorach Iyun. But anyways, where's the case where Shabbos is more machmer than during the week? Or doesn't necessarily mean during the week, other Isurim? So the Gemara answers, La'olam the Avad Kitzira v'techina. Really, you did two malachas. And you knew it was Shabbos, but you forgot the malachas were Asr. Right? So therefore, you chayev twice. Umay she'en kein b'shar mitzvos. And what does it mean that this doesn't apply by other mitzvos? Other mitzvos is more meikel. Avodah Zarah. It goes on the Aveira of Avodah Zarah. Ukidur of Ami. And this is like the opinion of Rav Ami somewhere in Sanhedrin. The Amr of Ami, because Rav Ami said, Ziveyach, if you slaughter an animal to Avodah Zarah, or V'kiter, or you're makriv of Ketores to an Avodah Zarah, or V'nisech, or you pour wine for an Avodah Zarah, and you do all this, V'halama Achas. You do all this in one period of forgetting, Ein Achayev El Achas, only Chayev once. All these four, all these actions, are, so to speak, ovos of Avodah Zarah. You're chayav for each one if you do them b'mezid, right? Because each one's a different form of worship. However, if you do them all b'shogeg, one helen, you're only chayav one. So what do you see? Shabbos is more machmir than Avodah Zarah. That's what the Brisa said. Shabbos is more machmir than Shar Mitzvot. It doesn't mean Shar Mitzvot, it means one mitzvah. So now the Gemara says, wait a minute. The Mayo Kimta. How did you just say that this Brisa is talking? It's talking about Avodah Zarah. So Avodah Zarah. So Eim is Seifa. So what about the second part of that Brisa? The second part of that Brisa said that there are some instances where other Averos are more machmir than Shabbos. So if we're saying other Averos means Avodah Zarah, so how is Avodah Zarah more machmir than Shabbos? Seifa, Chomer B'Shar Mitzvos, Shebishar Mitzvos, Shogag B'lo Mischavein. If you did Shogeg without Kavana, you're Chayiv. Masha'in Kein B'Shabbos. And on Shabbos, Shogeg without Kavana, you're not Chayiv. So now the Gemara says, Hai Shogeg B'lo Mischavein Da Avodah Zarah Hechidami. How can you have Shogeg B'lom is chavein by Avodah Zarah that you're chayev? How can that be? I did something with shogeg without kavana. Elema, if this is what you did, kasavur beit hakneses, you thought you were inside shul, and really you were in a church, v'hashtach havala, and you bowed down in that place. You thought you were in shul. You thought it's Yom Kippur, and you're bowing down, and you realize, hey, wait a minute, this is not a shul. Look where I am. I don't know how Metzias could be like this. The Shor Mitzvah Balacha says that churches, they try to copy us, so they build churches to look like shuls. I don't know, is that historically true? Right, it used to be a shul. Right, you're away for 20 years, you came back, and you realize, hey, what happened to this place? So let's assume you did that. So that's a case of shogeg, b'lo mischavein. No, that's not a case of that at all. Habri libel shemayim. You thought you'd have into Hashem the whole time. That's not an example of being over the Vodazor B'shogig without Kavana. Rashi says, he says, Machiyav Yeshkan. What Chiyam is this? You're not Chayav for that. Afilu Yodeshu Beit HaVodazor. Even if you knew you were inside a church, V'shtachav Abo L'shamayim, and you're bowing down thinking I'm doing this for Hashem, Ein Chiyav Kan. There's no Chiyav. It could be Maris Ayin issues. Right, the Gemara says you shouldn't even tie your shoes in front of a church because you're bending down. People might think you're bowing. So even right, if something got stuck in your foot, don't pull it out. Don't take a thorn out in front of a church because you're bending down. But you're not being over the Avodah Zarah here, but shogeg without kavana. You're diving to Hashem. You're just doing it in the wrong place. That can't be a case. Ela what? The chazi andarta. You saw the bust of the king. In the olden days, they used to put up statues all over the place, and people would bow down to them out of respect. So Rashi says that Tzuris HaMelech, Sha'osin L'chavar HaMelech, V'shtachav Allah, V'lo L'shem Allah. You're not doing it as a god. You're just bowing down out of respect. That's not Usr. So what the Gemara says, wait, so the Ha'andatra, V'sagidlei, and you bow down to this idol. So again, is this a case of Shogeg without Kavana that you chayev? So the Gemara says, wait a minute, Hechi Dami, what's that case? If you accepted this as your God, then b'mezid who? That's amazing. It's over the Avodah Zarah b'mezid. V'idelo kabla alei ba'aloha, if you didn't accept it as a God, you're just doing it out of respect. Lav klumhu. That's not us, sir. So again, we're looking for a case where you're shogeg below mischavein by Avodah Zarah that you're chayef. So the Gemara says, I have another case. Ella, what's the story? Me ahava umeyira. You bow down to the idol because you're because of ahava or of yira of another person. You love or are afraid of another person, and for that other person, you bow down to this idol. And what does Rashi say? Me ahava umeyira. Me ahavas adam umeyiras adam. Hishtachavala avorazara. Fakari le shogeg belo mischavein. Maybe that's a case of shogeg below mischavein, kolomar shogeg bahachi, you're shogeg, because Rashi says, the savor, kiven de emeschavein libo, it's mutter. You think that's mutter. So you're duper shogeg, because you have the wrong halacha, and below mischavein. You don't have kavana to do this. You're only doing it because you're afraid of so-and-so. So Tosfos, of course, raises the whole question of herg v'yavor. And Tosfos says that, which is a big machlokas, if somebody cannot withstand the nisayon, and if somebody does bow down to the idol, Tosa says you're not chayiv misa for that. Maybe you didn't have deira, you still bowed, but you're not chayiv misa because you're an onis. Right? Someone puts a gun to your head and says bow down, and you just can't withstand. You're not going to be chayiv. You're not going to be chayiv misa. Maybe on some level you didn't have hashkafa, you didn't have deira, whatever, but you're not chayiv misa. So that's what he's doing here, right? He's doing it because he's afraid. It's a little hard to figure that one out. But he's doing it because let's say he's afraid of somebody else, right? So he doesn't want to lose his life. So he doesn't really mean to bow down. So that's not, yes, there's an issue of Har Gal Yavar here, but if you fail that, you're not Chayav Misa.
That's even with the
Well, it's a Avodah Zarah here. It's a Avodah Zarah. Right? What? B'yesh Lomer, the Savar Rav, Afil Amant Amar, the Chayav Limsar Zatzmo. You have the Chayav to give your life for this. It's an idol here. Imlo Masar, it's in the middle of the Tosas Rava. Imlo Masar Atzmo, if you can't withstand, you can't do it. Lo Mitzchayev Misa Bebezin. You're not Chayev Misa Bebezin for the Avera of Avodah Zarah. And it's a big machlokas. Whether that's true. Well, we are an onis. I think we do Paschal that way. We had this in Ksuvas. Remember, we had this in Ksuvas with Rabbi Rasner. Right? Because that's the whole question. What does onis mean? It means you never did it, or you did it with a heter, right? We had that whole way of looking at ones. Anyway, so there's no issue of Har Gal Yavar here, but Lamaisa, so is that a case of Shogeg B'lo Mischavein that you're Chayiv? So maybe, yeah, one second. So that's what we're saying, right? Shogeg B'lo Mischavein, you're Chayiv. Ha Nichla Abaya, the Amar Chayiv. Abaya says you're Chayiv for that. That you know, elsewhere in where this comes up in Sanhedrin. Abaya says you're chayav for that. But El Rava, the Amar Pater, Ma'ekul L'Memar. According to Rava, you're Pater for that. That's why that Tosus is in Divya Matkal Rava. According to Rava, you're Pater. So if you're Pater, that can't be a case of Mischavin, Shogig below Mischavin that you're chayav. Because he says you're Pater. Ella, what could be the case? But Omer Mutter. You said it's mutter to be over the Avodah Zarah. Right? That's mutter. You never heard of it. Rashi says something very difficult. He says, Kigon Gershon is Gaya bin Hanachrim. Right? One of those cases we had on Shabbos, right? You grew up, let's say you were a ger, and then you live with the Goyim, Kisavra, you hold Shein Avodah Zarah b'Torah. So all the Rishonim ask, and the Chachamim, how can anyone become a ger and think that that's mutter? We said by Shabbos, okay, the baby the bed and forgot. Then just told him the klal, not the pratim, but the Avodah Zarah. How could that be? It's difficult. Okay, anyway. Elab Omer Mutter. You said it's Mutter. So if you say it's Mutter, right? If you say it's Mutter, then you're shogeg without kavana because you think it's Mutter, and you're chayiv for that. So wait a minute. So by Shabbos, you're Potter? Right? We said that this is the case where it's more makbar than Shabbos. Masha'enki by Shabbos, the Potter Lagamri? You're Potter on that? That's not true. Ad kan lo boy mine Rav Amir of Nachman. Rav asked Rav Nachman yesterday or 2 days ago if you're shogeg and everything. El iluch yuvei chad oluch yuvei tarte. How many are you chayiv? Even if you're a tinuk shenishba, even if you never heard of Shabbos in your whole life, you chayiv at least one. So how is that more machmir than Shabbos? Right? El mifti legamri lo. No one ever thought you put legamri. No one thought that. Right? So we can't say we were stuck. We can't say that Avodah Zarah is ever going to be more machmir than Shabbos. Ella, no. Ella lav, reisha ba'akam. The first part of that, Shabbos is more machmir than Avodah Zarah. Because Shabbos we have tefillah and melachos, and by Avodah Zarah we don't. If you're menaseich and all the things you do, you only have one time. But the seifa must be talking about v'shar mitzvos. Has to be other things. V'shagag, so it can't be Avodah Zarah. We can't find a case where Avodah Zarah is more machmir than Shabbos. We can't find one. Ella, what is it? So it's other mitzvos. What other mitzvos? V'shagad b'lo mischavein b'shar mitzvos hechi dami. What's the case of being shogeg without kavana but other mitzvos? What's the case? D'savar d'shumanhu. You thought it was kosher meat v'achol and you ate it. Okay? You thought it was kosher and you ate it. And what's the halacha? You're chayiv. Masha'en kein b'Shabbos, what would be the case on Shabbos? you're putter. What's the case? I wanted to pick up. It's already detached. And I accidentally picked up what was attached. And I'm putter. The Rava says, you see from this whole Amud that I'm right. That if I do something, if I wanted to caught what's detached, and I accidentally caught what's attached, I'm putter. So why are you chayev by the case of the Shuman? So Rashi says, because the Gemara says increases, because you had Hana. You have Hana. By Arayas and by Macholos Asuros, by Arayas it's difficult. You thought it was your wife and it wasn't your wife. Right? That's the case. And so you thought it was kosher, but it turned out it wasn't kosher. So in those two cases, you're chayev because you had Hana. So we're not pottering you. But you don't have no here. There's no no issue. So you're potter. So Rava says, you see from this whole thing, that if you want to pick up, if you want to cut something that's detached, and by mistake you cut something attached, you're potter. That's mesatik. And where's the case where you're chayiv? By Shuman. That's because you have a no. It's a separate reason. If not for that reason, maybe you'd be potter there too. Vabaya, and Abaya says, no. Shogag b'lo mischavin hechi dami. What's the case of shogag b'lo mischavin? Not where you ate something. Desava roku. You thought it was your saliva. And it really was shuman in there in your mouth. So you didn't even do a maisa achila, really. Nevertheless, you still chayef. You still had hana. So it's a case that's further removed. Masha ein kein. B'shabes, de potter. But on Shabbos, you'd be potter. Dineschavin lahadbia es atolosh. Where you wanted to pick up what's already detached. So you're not even doing a maisa cutting. And then you accidentally cut what was attached. Potter. That, yeah, in that case, Abaye says, yeah, you're potter. Aval mischavi lachtoch es atolosh. But if you want to pick up, if you want to cut what is detached, and you're going to cut what is attached, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. So Abaye pigeonholes the case of the Shuman, talk about your saliva, which is not even a maisa achila, Rashi explains. What? The Rashi says, the kasava roku, shayu chelev nimuach, it was a, chelev that became all nimuach, all disintegrated, ubelo, and you swallow it. Delo ichvin lachila, you don't even have kavana to do a maisa achila, which is like picking up something that's already detached. You didn't have kavana for a maisa chaticha. What? No. Somehow.
You pick up something, you put it in your mouth.
Yeah. Exactly sure. Right. The rogue la barachilahu, it's not barachila, el belia. They put on supposedly from Eov, and then Rashi says, but nevertheless, it's still chayah for that, because l'maisa you had hana. That is a comparable case of, according to Abaya, of picking up something that's detached from the ground. But if you would cut something that's detached from the ground, Abaya would say you're chayah. So Rava says you're potter in the case of Mesasek, and Abaya says you're chayah. Tomorrow we have a little bit more of this case of cases of Misasik. We intend to throw something short and long, and then we start the seminal Mishnah of Shabbos of the Avos Melachos. Today's shiur was learned Ilanishmas Moshe Eliezer Ben Binyamin HaKohen.